The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Jeff Brohm. Purdue hosts Indiana on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPN2. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to this upcoming Saturday. It's a big game for our program. I was proud of our team last week. They came in prepared. They played hard, and we found a way to win. So that was definitely progress. And now we've got an opportunity to play another very hot football team in Indiana that has won two in a row. They've played very good this year. Their quarterback and receiver and offense has been scoring points. And, of course, on defense 2 years in a row under Coach Allen, they've been very good. And, we've got our hands full. So we're going to have to come ready to play. And I think it has an opportunity to be an outstanding football game.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. The first question comes from the line of Leo Haggerty with ITS Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
Coach, when I was coaching in college, I told people my wife did an excellent job of raising our kids while I was raising other people's kids. Is it still that way today where you need that special someone to handle your family from July till January while you're handling your football family?
Without question, you definitely need that. And I think, I'm fortunate to have someone that does a great job for me. I know our coaching staff has some great wives as well. And, it's an interesting business where it's very competitive. There's sometimes a lot riding on things, but when you simplify it, you're just dealing with a bunch of young kids that want to have success. And we're here to help them along the way and help them achieve their goals. And while that happens, unfortunately, we're taking away a little bit more so from our own kids. And we got to make sure that our wives understand that and that we do our part to make sure we include our family and kids in as much things as we possibly can.
Coach, last question, and thank you for your time today. The weeknight games were originally set up to give the non-Power 5 conferences exposure. Everybody knows who the Big Ten is. In your opinion, is there any reason for a Big Ten team to play other than a Saturday?
Well, I think all of us like the Saturday games the best, without question. That's when college football is supposed to be played, and, that's the tradition and the history of it. It's really not my call to make on weekday games. I know, sometimes people use it to get exposure for the program, and there's numerous different reasons. And would we prefer to play on Saturday? Yes. But would we be open to playing whenever we have to? We would, but Saturday is the preference.
Thank you, Coach. Happy Thanksgiving, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Mike Carman with the Fayette Journal.
Hi, Jeff. At the beginning of the year, if someone would have told you Jackson Anthrop was going to lead your team in receptions, would you have believed them?
Jackson, ever since we got here, is a guy that works extremely hard. He does have very good hands. He's got a football background, and we can depend on him to do the right thing. So, I think that our receiving corps maybe doesn't have one or two specific guys that truly stand out. So I really didn't know who would really step up and be the guy to lead us. But I thought Jackson had a chance. He was a slot receiver that even in our spring game made some plays for us. And he's a guy that you can depend on that will compete and give his best. And I think he's given us his all this year.
How much is your trust level in the receivers increased over the last couple weeks?
Well, it has definitely gotten better. I think that for about the last 4 and 5 weeks, really pretty much ever since the Rutgers game, we've worked extremely hard putting in extra work with our receivers before practice, during practice, after practice to try to just speed up their development. And all those guys have bought into wanting to work hard and have success. And while it hasn't happened overnight, I think we are seeing some progress, and we're seeing the hard work pay off, and hopefully we can build on that, because I think in order to have success, you've got to have a threat throwing the football, and you've got to be able to win some one-on-one matchups. And our guys have worked hard to improve, and hopefully we continue that work ethic.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Stacey Clardy with Golden Black.
Hey, Coach, with it sounding like Sindelar and Sparks are going to be limited in practice, at least today, how are you going to handle the QB reps?
Well, if you're available, we may be able to use you. you know, right now, we want to make sure that we get all of our guys the game healthy. So we'll just work right down the pecking order. You know, I think Nick Sipe will get plenty of reps. Aaron Banks will get some reps. And, those will probably be the main two.
For your best players to play like your best players, that sounds like maybe a simple statement, but what's been the importance of that and the ability for you guys to win games this year, especially on the defense, just having guys, like, maximize their talent?
You know, I feel great that a lot of our senior veteran players have really stepped up this year and not only been good leaders, but they've performed and they executed at a high level. And without question, quite a few of those are on defense. And I think that the ability to just play aggressive, play downhill, play on the attack has kind of freed them up to just kind of play football and use their athletic ability and their strength and their knowledge and savvy of the game. And they definitely have gained confidence as the year has gone on. The year has gone on, and they really have done a great job. And, for us, it's about trying to elevate the play of our underclassmen and guys around them. So that we can make the team better. And I think, everybody has worked hard together.
Thank you.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Mike DeFable with CNHI.
Hey, Jeff. My question is, you talked a lot about Tom Allen and how he's more of a defensive-minded coach and they've got a great defense on that side of the ball. You're obviously more of an offensive-minded coach. Maybe even though the offense isn't exactly where you want it this year, what do you think about the prospect of the next couple of years, it being, IU with their strong defense versus you being an offensive-minded coach?
Well, from what I have seen from Indiana, Coach Allen, I know him well. He's an outstanding coach, a great person. He prides himself on having great defense, and really – his first year there as a defense coordinator, they made huge strides on the defensive ball thanks to him, and he's continued that this year. I think since he's taken over, he's added Coach DeBoard as the offensive coordinator, has a ton of experience, and they're very good on both sides of the ball. They have the ability to score, spread the field, and play great defense and challenge everything you do. And, I think he's done an outstanding job. As far as us, sure, we'd like to be great on offense, but we're not there yet. I mean, we've got a lot of hard work to put in, and we've got to do all the small things and figure out a way to get better, which I do think that, we'll work hard to do that. But right now, our strength is defense, and we've got some good defensive players, and we feel like, we've done a very good job this year stopping teams, stopping the run. I feel like our guys have gained confidence, and we've got quite a bit of experience over there. Guys that have played a lot, and they understand the football, and they're playing aggressive. So, I don't know if I really answered your question, but we've got a ways to go for us in order to be better on offense, and that's just going to take a lot of hard work and doing all the small things right.
Great, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Your next question comes from the line of Tim May with the Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, Coach Brohm, you were at Illinois back in, 2010 and 11, I think, as quarterback's coach. Now that you've made another run through the Big Ten, what is the biggest difference you see in the league now compared to 7 years ago?
Well, for me, I think the Big Ten is known for having very good defenses across the league, and I think your best teams are always sound, physical, and tough on defense. I think your best teams throughout the league are going to have that sound, great defense, but also have some speed on the offensive side of the ball. And I think that's what separates some of the great ones from the good ones is the ability to have speed, not throughout the team, but definitely on offense, to be able to score and attack. And, I see the league very similar now. I think you know, defenses are sound, they're physical, and the teams that can play great defense and score with some, you know, some speed and some skill normally are going to be at the top of the conference race at the end of the year.
Yeah. And then following that, I mean, is there more depth to the league now? I mean, you know what I mean? Are the lesser teams better than they were if you follow my drift?
Well, I think that teams that have maybe been at the bottom of the pack recently have worked hard to pick things up. I know we have worked hard to do that, to try to, you know, be a competitive team against all the teams in the Big Ten. But, you know, right now, you know, there's probably three or four elite teams, and there's others that are working hard to catch up and probably making a little bit of progress.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Coach.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.